Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes. And Kelvin, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. And I'm your co-host on Blind Level Tech.
Oh, yeah.
So, Evan, I feel like we need to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I feel like we both
for
got shiny
reason?
Nose. I don't know why.
Shiny nose? Let me see my nose.
Have you ever seen your nose?
I've never actually seen my nose. I'm touching it.
That's
it
not
right
seeing
now,
it. That's totally different.
I guess that's holding it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lady on TikTok. Her name is Hannah. And her TikTok handle, if you guys ever want to go watch, listen to her, is Blind and Bored. And she
Blind
does all
and
these,
Bored.
Yeah, it's so good. She's a mom of four kids. And she's visually impaired. And she is a comedian. And she, her jokes, one of the best ones that I love, she says, it's like she does it, says it up like an infomercial and goes, "Have you ever struggled trying to find your keys? Do you ever drop something on the floor and not sure where it lands? Have you ever had issues figuring out where something is and you're just not sure right there, but you're not sure where it is? Let me introduce you to a new product called Hands. Hands can lift things up, feel things around, and everything you need. If you got no vision, you need to get some Hands."
Hands.
And they can also read Braille, too.
Yeah.
So,
that shout out to Hannah at Blind and Boy on TikTok. She's hilarious. So, you know what's interesting?
All the stuff at CES, man.
Yeah.
Just got to say.
And what's interesting is they changed the name from Consumer Electronics Show to this CES.
CES.
Not sure why.
They better
why,
not slap but. AI on the end of that. I will be very sad. Controversial, but I'm personally.
It'll be called the CAI.
The CA, the K. The K? But
no, it'll be C. Czai. There we go. Czai.
It'll be Czai. It almost sounds like CSUN, which we will be going to here in about a month.
Yeah.
CES was a few weeks ago. If you guys keep your fingers on the pulse of technology, you probably heard tons of things from CES. But we wanted to come back this week and kind of put our own little BLTified spin on certain little gadgets that we saw at CES. Well, we didn't see them directly. I just saw these demos on YouTube. But that we heard of from CES and kind of put our own little spin and share some of our thoughts on what has come out this year and what it might mean for us as blind, low vision individuals and just as technology, like users of this technology. So,
yeah. Well, I think what's interesting about CES is there's some crazy stuff that comes out there that people are trying to sell or trying to get to the market. And the one that got me so bad was the robotic vacuum. And it's like a iBot, no, iRobot, whatever.
It Roborock.
Vacuum. Yeah, but it has a robotic arm to pick up your socks and move things around. But then you ask yourself, where do they put the sock?
That's
and so I was like, you know, as a blind person, if I had one of the robotic blind vacuums and had a robotic hand, I know where I put my socks. So then the vacuum is putting the sock in a different spot than I had put them.
That's true.
That becomes a problem.
I guess that's the one thing you don't want to have hands with, I guess.
I had to say it, man. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So,
yeah.
So what is something that you found that was really interesting on at CES?
Well, so I wanted to just say the Roborock, it's the vacuum we're talking about is the Roborock Saros Z70. I'm not sure about a price estimate, but I'd say probably around $1,800 to $2,000. Because Roborock vacuums in and of themselves are, depending on the model you get, they can get a little pricey. What I've heard about what this can do is it will pick things up and then it's supposed to be able to put them in a basket. So I don't know if it comes with its own basket or if you have to provide your own. But it could be interesting because I do drop socks and crap on the floor.
Where do you find a basket?
You have to get one and then hopefully it knows to find it for you. Because what else would it mistake? Because you know it has sensors on it, so it won't, you know, and a release if it picks up something it's not supposed to. One of their competitors, Dream, also came out with their Dream X50, but instead of an arm, it has legs on it, which is supposed to be able to help it climb over larger objects. Huh. And I'm not sure if that necessarily means, I don't think it can climb stairs. There have been innovators out there that have made vacuums that can try to clamber up the stairs, but I don't know. It's
an interesting thought. Yeah, I got some questions on that one.
But yeah, vacuums are always fun. I will say Roborock's accessibility in their app has been a little hit or miss too. So, if you're considering picking one of those up, just know, at least the last times I've tested the app, there's some unlabeled controls. And if you're using VoiceOver, you have a better experience with screen recognition turned on. Another cool though, innovation is actually an upgrade to a home automation standard known as Matter. And, Matter is similar to things, if you've heard of Z-Wave or Zigbee, it's just another protocol to automate devices. And what's cool with this update is that you'll be able to use your Matter devices without a connection to the internet and to the cloud.
That's awesome.
Right? Because that's always been something that, you know, we talk about with all these smart devices is that they rely on an app and a server system, you know, and that server infrastructure, if that goes kaputs, that the smart parts of that device also go kaputs. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think one of the biggest things is by having it in-house in your own network, you're not worrying about people hacking unless they're outside of your front door.
That's also true.
And you got full control. And the other thing is, you don't have to update it. It just works.
Yeah. You might, but that's the other, because if you don't have a server connection, I mean, the protocol is the same. You know, it's on, off, adjusting light, the brightness or temperature of the, you know, if it's a thermostat or a whatever it might be, you know, and it's simple enough controls. You shouldn't really need a server. I think also response time. I mean, I don't have too bad of a response time with my current smart devices and smart speakers, but even more so, I think it'll be more of an immediate, like you send a command or push a button on your app and it's just instant because there's no delay. What else is kind of interesting though, unrelated to Matter or anything, there was a device called Omi. It is spelled
Omi.
Yeah, O-M-I. And O-M-I. What it is,
Omi.
You owe me money. Omi. That's what it is.
that it gives that's you funny. Money. Basically, what it is it's a device that you wear, like, according to the demo I heard, the guy had it taped to his temple, but it's supposed to be able to, like, take notes of specifically your conversations.
Oh, boy.
But it kind of can read your mind. So it's supposed to, though, be able to tell, you know, what specifically you are saying over everybody else and kind of, I don't know, summarize it. The fact that it's $89 impressed me. The whole,
that,
like,
that is
reading,
impressive.
The whole reading your technology. Mind thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. because they've come out with like audio recorders, like AI audio recorders that have been like 150 sometimes and mm-hmm. like more expensive.
See, you don't want your thoughts in the world. How do our thoughts just stay in our mind?
What I'm wondering too is it reading my thoughts or does it just know when I'm specifically talking based on brainwave activity? Like I'm curious what this thing does. So I'm hoping, hopefully we'll see some more development with it. But no, I will not be getting one.
Well, nope. You know, what's interesting, another thing that was featured at CES is Science Speak. And Science Speak, isn't blind related, but it is deaf-blind related and deaf related. But I thought this was a really interesting technology. And Science Speak is a avatar that gives you American Sign Language.
Oh, and so really cool.
So this way, if you're watching a video or something like that, you turn on Science Speak and it signs it for you in ASL or gives you captions and it uses AI to do it all. And what's really cool is several of my podcasts are going to start getting Science Speak embedded into it. And so it's going to be really, really cool how Science Speak makes really the universal design for learning, just universal design for everything for people who are deaf and deafblind and have access to like podcasts. Because really think about it, a transcript is only so much entertaining, right?
It's just text, you know. You can read it at your own pace, but you can't get people's pacing or if somebody laughs or what have you.
And so, like, with the avatar, like, the interpreter will interpret if it's a male voice or female voice or the character or whatever and do all the facial expressions related to the fluctuations and all that stuff. It's awesome.
It sounds freaking cool.
Yeah. So, probably for me, I will start producing those shows at the end of this month, at the end of February.
So it'll be on like all your shows, like Investing, Accessibility, Deafblind Potter, all that good stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Now, did you hear about a price with this for Science Speak?
So some, I do not know because I have special access.
Aha, I see.
I got connections.
You do. I have heard.
So I don't know if there will be, or I have to see I'll have to ask and find out.
Okay. Right on. The last couple of things we're going to talk about are transportation related here. And the first being Amazon, I guess it's through Amazon's, their Zooks robo-taxis, which is kind of funny. Like, you Zook to your friend's place. I hope I don't clip the mic here doing that. But Zook.
That's fun to say.
It is fun to say, and I really want this to become a successful thing. I'm going to see how many times I'm going to squeeze this in within the next minute. Okay, so what I've heard is that the Zook looks kind of like a toaster because it's a very small box-shaped vehicle with sliding doors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get inside, it has no steering wheel or anything, just touchpad controls. Wah, wah. Hopefully they have a screen reader. And so you can, you hop in the Zook and then you hit go and it is able to move forward and back and like just kind of like a robot. It's an interesting concept. So I guess they're going to start testing these around the San Francisco area. They're testing them in Vegas first. Okay. And then hopefully they'll start to roll out to, you know, more areas. It'd be really cool to get something like that here in Colorado with just all the crazy transit stuff that we've been experiencing with our Ubers lately. That would be a nice compromise. I'd love to see Waymos here too. But one thing I'd really like to kind of check out, and I don't think this really would benefit us directly, but it did fascinate me, is the name is spelled Spengs. So I think it's Spens. And it's what they're calling it is the Aero HT. And what it is it's effectively a cyber truck that is an aircraft aircraft carrier, essentially, because you can just drive it around. And in the back is this little mini vertical transporter looking thing. And so that little mini vertical transporter, it's like a drone. Well, it is a drone, but you can hop in it and then using it's effectively self-flying. So you put the destination that you want to go.
So are we saying that we have the possibility to fly blind? Before we get self-driving cars,
I think so.
Blind people,
probably.
I'm down for this.
I mean, I'm too. I have the feeling there's going to be, of course, FAA restrictions, but it makes me wonder because, you know, I hear, you know, everywhere, you know, we're really far away from self-driving cars. You know, we're 10 years away.
We're closer to self-driving planes and helicopters than we are cars.
I think so. And I think it's because that there's less margin for error with flying vehicles because you're not dealing with traffic and with a bunch of unpredictable humans on the road.
Yeah.
Now begs the question though, if you get enough of these bad boys in the air, then we're going to have some, I don't know if we'll have similar problems if they're all self-driving.
I think one of the biggest things as we think about like CES and all of this innovation stuff that's happening, what we're finding is there's so many new options. So one of the things that was part of the CTA, the Consumer Technology Accessibility pitch competition, was this device that was a laser blind cane. And laser blind canes are not necessarily a new thing. But what's interesting about the laser blind cane was this had a lot of features in it that we never had before. So it's going to be really interesting if they ever get it to market. Because a lot of this stuff tends to be really flashy and so forth, but the blind community doesn't necessarily embrace it to make it feasible product for the market. I hope we will get to see it at CSUN this year. Well, we're there and actually give it a shot. So I'm excited about it.
So I am too. I'd love to play with it.
Yeah, I'm starting to get hungry, man.
I am too. I think, you know, especially with all this tech about self-driving and flying vehicles, makes me wonder too how easy it might be to get things like
the sandwich of the week
delivered. Over the weekend, I got to see some friends that I haven't seen in a very long time, actually over a year, which was really nice. But they introduced me to a really good burger slash sandwich slash I don't even know everything place called the Blazin' Bird. The Blazin' Bird. And
that must have my set your mouth on fire.
I actually had the opportunity to, because my sandwich this week it's called the Smasher. And it is it's a smash burger. So, you know, they fry the buns and it had you could get from one to four burger patties, which I should have tried that.
Did you do four?
My friend said three is the magic number. I went with two, though. So I'm kind of – I think I feel like I underdid it a little bit. But it was that. It had pickles, this slaw. I forget what they called it, like blazing slaw or something like that, and jalapenos. And they have the regular and the spicy version. I didn't want to burn my mouth out that night, so I just went with the regular, which still had a little spice thanks to the jalapenos. But
yeah,
the Smasher from Blazing Bird is my sandwich. Right. So what do you got for you?
I got a controversial sandwich idea today. So is a taco a sandwich?
Oh, are we going down this rabbit hole? Oh,
I mean, let's ask that question. So if you think a taco is a sandwich, let us know. Because you get two pieces of bread, right? Flour tortilla or corn tortilla?
A shell, though. What about the hard shell?
Hey, that's still kind of making this. You still have to do the same sandwich motion, you know?
I think a taco is a taco. But then again, a hot dog's a hot dog, and we've said a hot dog could be a sandwich too. So maybe we'll just leave it up to you guys.
So my wife for Super Bowl Sunday, she won $150 prize from Emporio Loco. It was really cool. So we ordered for the two of us, and a whole catered meal. I'm like, we're gonna be eating tacos for days. But we got the chicken and the rice and the beans, and then we got macaroni and cheese. And you know, I was like, you know, let's put the macaroni and cheese inside of the taco. And I was like, and they put the hot, the really spicy, like, barbecue type of barbecue sauce they have.
Ooh, spicy barbecue, yum.
Yeah, and I put that on there.
Spicy barbecue.
I tell you, it was magical.
A very unique sounding taco.
It wasn't traditional, but I would call this the Fire-nator.
Fire-nator.
It was on fire. Well, no, the cheese and fire. Maybe it's cheesy fire. Yeah, because it was cheesy because of the cheese, macaroni and cheese. And then it had all the fixings for a taco.
Cheesified.
So, cheesified. There we go.
Yeah. We'll call it, chicken, I like that. Chicken. Chicken taco, chicken taco cheesified. Try saying that 5 times fast.
So,
well, man,
that's my pick for the day, for the week.
That's great. That's one of the most unique ones that I've heard in a minute. So I like it. The chicken taco cheesified. It's another good Calvin original. Well, I guess it'd be your wife made them, so I guess it'd be her original.
Well, but, you know, I came up with the concept, and then she copied me because she's like, that could be
interesting. I see. Well, as we wrap up this episode, one thing that's really important to kind of keep in mind about conferences like CES, there are hundreds of different exhibitors and new concepts and tech ideas every single year, and that, you know, some of these don't necessarily see like prime time on, you know, they don't go on in the market, which is unfortunate, but it's kind of one of those, like, the public has to embrace the technology. So it'll be interesting to see what we end up seeing here from that came from CES. Mm-hmm. What are you excited most for though, out of CES to
I think to one of the biggest things I'm really excited is, and I'm going to do a shameless plug. I don't normally do this, but
that's okay.
If you go listen to my new podcast that I've been doing with a company called Samaritan Partners, it's a venture capitalist firm or fund for accessibility technology and services and programs. And we were talking about how we're on the verge of tipping this like pendulum of going from just thinking about products that that you can use, but now thinking about universal design and development for products and services for all people. And I think we're at that tipping point where we're starting to see the water get fuller and fuller. It's ready to pour. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. And so, and I think this is like the first year really where at CES you saw a ton of assistive technology products plus traditional products that are accessible to people with all shapes and forms of life. And I think that's what I'm excited about.
Absolutely. I think I'm mostly excited to see what happens in the realm of transportation and getting around. I am not super comfortable right now yet with the idea of like flying vehicles like that aren't, you know, planes and helicopters.
Don't be afraid of heights.
I'm not afraid of heights. I'm more afraid of putting my life in the propellers of a flying drone vertical transport thing. It sounds cool, but
would you rather put yourself in mathematics or a human being?
You know, that's a good point. I'm excited to see what we get out of that. I think it'd be cool to see more of those. I'm not freaked out about the robo self-driving taxis personally, and I really liked them, so I think it'd be cool to see more zooks. Yes, I'm sure people were waiting for me to say that. I like the theme that we're getting, especially with the Matter devices, of not having to rely on a server infrastructure for smart tech. I don't necessarily think this is going to be a thing, but I would like that to be a trend for a lot of, if not all, smart tech in the future. But we will just have to see. Yeah, if you've got any good questions, comments, or feedback for us or any of our other podcast hosts for that matter, you can always email feedback@aftersight.org or call 720-712-8856 and leave a voicemail. Before I end this, there's just one thing I need to address that came in regarding ChatGPT's live video and somebody that said that they couldn't figure out how to access it. I also went into my ChatGPT app as of recent, and I could not enable the live video feature either. So I'll have to look at it and see if there's a workaround, and if there is, I will let you guys know. But anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of Blind Level Tech. I'm your host, Evan Starnes. This is my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your device.
And we'll be talking at y'all next week.